The painting and print on this wall are both titled after Chardin, a reference to the celebrated 18th century French artist known for quiet everyday subjects, perfectly composed and sensitively rendered in subtle color.
They were made after Chardin's painting, The Young Schoolmistress, in the collection of the National Gallery in London. The painting is not a copy of the Chardin, but it's Freud's version of the Chardin. For example, he's focused in a little bit tighter on the figures, a young child and a young schoolmistress who's showing him something in a book. And Freud says that one of the reasons that he loved the Chardin is because of the very earnest tenderness of that figure as she's teaching the young boy, and that was something that he wanted to study.
After Freud completed the painting, he made the print beside it. As a result of the etching process, the image is reversed.
And in the etching, he zooms in a little bit further on the two subjects of the painting. And we see, because of the reduction to the black and white, their cheeks are almost like strange, abstract, topographical maps. As with a portrait that he would do of a person, it's his way of getting closer to that painting that he loves, of getting to know it better, of spending time with it and understanding it better and on his own terms. Freud is one of a few artists of his stature who actually has permission to enter the National Gallery at any time that he likes, including in the middle of the night when nobody else is there. And so for months and months, he would go there almost every night and work from this painting. He's an avid student of old master paintings, and Chardin is one of the artists that he particularly admires.